It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, April 6th, 2021. On this date in 1992, Russian-born American author Isaac Asimov died in New York City at age 72. A highly successful and prolific writer of science fiction and of science books for the layperson, he wrote or edited about 500 volumes, of which the best known are those in the Foundation and Robot series. Asimov was brought to the United States at age 3. He grew up in Brooklyn and graduated from Columbia University in 1939. During World War II, he worked at the Naval Aviation Experimental Station in Philadelphia. After the war, he earned a Ph.D. in chemistry from Columbia in 1948. He then joined the faculty of Boston University, with which he remained associated thereafter. He began contributing stories to science fiction magazines in 1939. He sold his first story, Marooned Off Vesta, to Amazing Stories, but he was most closely associated with Astounding Science Fiction and its editor, John W. Campbell, Jr., who became his mentor. Nightfall, from 1941, about a planet in a multiple star system that only experiences darkness for one night every 2,049 years, brought him to the front rank of science fiction writers and is regarded as one of the genre's greatest short stories. His first novels appeared in the early 1950s. Later in the decade, he also wrote some of his finest short stories, The Martian Way, an allegory about McCarthyism, The Dead Past, about a device that can see into history, and The Ugly Little Boy, about a nurse's attachment to a Neanderthal child accidentally brought forward to the future, are good examples. In the late 1950s, Asimov turned from science fiction to concentrate more on nonfiction writing. From 1958 to 1991, he wrote a monthly column about science for the Magazine of Fantasy and Science Fiction, which received a special Hugo Award in 1963. Much of his nonfiction writing was on various topics in science, written with lucidity and humor, ranging from chemistry, the chemicals of life, to physics, the neutrino, to biology, the human brain. He even wrote on literature, with Asimov's Guide to Shakespeare, and religion, Asimov's Guide to the Bible. He returned to science fiction with The Gods Themselves in 1972, winner of the Hugo and Nebula Awards, which concerned contact with advanced aliens from a parallel universe. The Bicentennial Man from 1976 was about a robot's quest to become human and is one of Asimov's most beloved short stories. Among his late novels were expansions of previous short stories written with Robert Silverberg, such as Nightfall and Child of Time, based on The Ugly Little Boy. He also published 3 volumes of autobiography, In Memory Yet Green, In Joy Still Felt, and I, Asimov, a memoir. In 1977, he suffered a heart attack. In December 1983, he had triple bypass surgery at NYU Medical Center, during which he contracted HIV from a contaminated blood transfusion. He died in Manhattan 9 years later and was cremated. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 6th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.